Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today, in 1 week, is Thanksgiving. What does that mean to you? How do you celebrate it? Why do you celebrate it? Is it because of its history, food, getting together, playing games, telling stories, etc.? My name is Denise Thompson, and I've been passionate about health full circle for my entire life. Started working in the medical field 58 years ago and have been exposed ever since. It's kind of an interesting story, but I am so passionate about health. So whatever I can do and contribute to help you make your health happier and healthier and better and a long-lasting, healthy lifestyle, the more I want to do it. That is my true joy and passion. So I just want to give a little bit of history, and it actually started with the Pilgrims. It's very interesting to see what's actually going on and how differently Thanksgiving Day is celebrated in different areas. So a little here. Thanksgiving at Plymouth. In September 1620, a small ship called the Mayflower left Plymouth, England, carrying 102 passengers, an assortment of religious separatists seeking a new home where they could freely practice their faith, and other individuals lured them by the promise of prosperity and land ownership in the New World. After a treacherous and uncomfortable crossing that lasted 66 days, they dropped anchor near the tip of Cape Cod, far north of their intended destination at the mouth of the Hudson River. 1 month later, the Mayflower crossed Massachusetts Bay, where the Pilgrims, as they are now commonly known, began the work of establishing a village at Plymouth. Wow, did you know that lobster, seal, and swans were on the Pilgrims' menu? That's a new one to me. Brutal winter, most of the colonists remained on board the ship, where they suffered from exposure to scurvy outbreaks of contagious disease. Only half the Mayflower's original passengers and crew lived to see their first New England spring. In March, the remaining settlers moved ashore, where they received an astonishing visit from a member of the Abenaki tribe who greeted them in English. Several days later, he returned to another Native American, Squanto, a member of the Pawtuxet tribe, who had been kidnapped by an English sea captain and sold into slavery before escaping to London and returning to his homeland on an exploratory expedition. Squanto taught the Pilgrims, weakened by malnutrition and illness, how to cultivate corn, extract sap from maple trees, catch fish in the rivers, and avoid poisonous plants. He also helped the settlers forge an alliance with the Wampanoag, that's an interesting word, Wampanoag, a local tribe which would endure for more than 50 years and tragically remains one of the sole examples of harmony between European colonists and Native Americans. So, yeah, in November 1621, after the Pilgrims' first corn harvest proved successful, Governor William Bradford organized a celebratory feast and invited a group of the fledgling colony's Native American allies, including the Wampanoag chief, Massasoit. Now, our harvest being gotten in. Oh. So that's how it all started, with some history, a little bit of there. And as we just learned, they ate some different foods. Let's see. And you know, they sat, of course, outdoors at that time around the fire where they cooked. And so they did not have the issues as we do right now with the pandemic to be careful on where we eat, how we eat, what we eat, how it's prepared, who prepared it, was it safe, was it sound, did people cough at the food? You know, there's so much going on that we need to talk about. And I just go, wow, really interesting, because, again, my passion is health. Now, we'll go into more details about that in just a little bit. So, yeah, actually, did you know there's only 44 days left this year? It's in 45 days. It's going to be January 1st, 2022. A new year with a new you and the reset of the good health. So I want to go into the food a little bit right now just to share some light of what can be done, that cannot be done, should be done, might not, you know, be the best way to do it. But anyway, as I said, there's 44 days left this year. That's 132 meals. Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's, company events, family gatherings are included in those 132 meals. Now, my question to you is it worth overeating or stuffing yourself for 5 to 8 meals in 44 days? Or is it wiser to plan for the future, yet act in the now? So to be actually considerate and conservative about what you're going to eat and choose what's healthy for you. Also, when you have all those fun things, you know, before you go to places to eat on those few days, you have some options. Option one is eat before you go. Have your fuelings so you have your protein and your carbs, and you can just use a few things to nibble on. I'm sure they might have some celery sticks or some cucumber sticks or some mozzarella sticks or something like that that you can nibble on for a little bit. Always have a glass of water in your dominant hand. And what I like to do is I like to sip on the water regularly to satisfy and quench my thirst and walk around the table filled with the food to decide on what I really want to try. So by having a clear picture on what's available and I know what I choose is healthy, I can decide on how much of what I'm going to have my proper amount of fuelings, you know, to give my body the nutrition it needs and not overeat, not gain weight, but feel really good about myself, not feel, what's the word that they're used the next day? Like they're almost comatose, they're sluggish, they have eaten too much, they have had too much alcohol, they're literally wasted. Well, that kind of waste goes on your physical waste, on your body's waste. So I would suggest it's better not to do that. So eat some protein at home or some carbs before you go. Do those things and then check it out on the table. Make sure you walk around and you see everything that's there and decide before you take what you want and what the proportions are. Then, at the end of the day, help clean up. You know, dish out the leftovers to everybody. I'm sure everybody brought a container home or have Ziploc bags or have styrofoam containers or something where you can extra food in so you can give it away that you are not going to be eating the same food for the next 10 days or a month. Because usually people bring more food than there is needed when there's that many. And potluck style seems to be one of the most favored ways for me to eat. I don't know if you remember that I mentioned my hubby and I usually held a big party at the ranch house where we used to live. And we usually had 30 to 40 people. And he and I cooked everything. We cooked for a whole week and started freezing stuff and then defrosting it on time and warming it up on time and everything else. And then we also got to clean up the food, the dishes, everything for everybody that was there, the 40 people. Nobody helped because they didn't have anything to do with it. So we changed and we said, nobody comes unless they bring food. Here's a sign-up sheet. So about a month or 2 weeks before then, I started circulating a sign-up sheet, and people could say what they wanted to bring. And if it was taken already, then they had to look for something else to take. But the whole thing just went around. Now, if we knew that somebody could cook for diabetics and others didn't know how, then we allow the dish to be double, one for the diabetics in the family and one for the others. So that was just really the easy way. And what we noticed was that people didn't just eat only what they brought. They wanted to taste what other people brought. They ate less of one thing so that they were happier. And they offered to clean up at the end and distribute the food that was left over and help wash the dishes. So my hubby and I weren't stuck for 2 days washing dishes for 40 people. So not only did the potluck style change the attitude in the attendees, but it also changed their attitude in their behavior, in how they participated, how they shared, how they helped out, how they helped take care of the kids, it was just the most marvelous transformation that I could see in that. And that's what I wish for everybody here. Make sure you have things that are fun. You can also play games, because gatherings are not just about eating and stuffing yourself. It's about celebrating life, about talking with each other, about sharing stories, about updating each other on what's been happening or what's going to happen or where you need help and where you don't need help. Just so people are, they're informed. People like to be informed. And so by just sharing those things with them and make smaller groups to talk so you don't have to scream and yell to the whole living room, that sounds like a fantastic idea. The gatherings, choose carefully who you want to be around with and why. Keep physical distancing, especially right now. Surround yourself with positive people and do potluck style, because that's the easiest way. Then people can line up and have the physical distancing, and they can go and serve themselves little pieces here and there. And there's not going to be as much waste in food because there's not too much in the plates. They can go back for seconds and thirds if they choose to. I never do, because that's just what I eat too much if I go back. And that's why I check out everything up front, and then everything goes on that one plate. And when it's there and I have my correct proportions, that's it, no more. I just take more time to chew the food, to semi-digest it with my saliva before it goes in my stomach. So I'm not going to be hungry, and I always have something there, including my glass of water in my dominant hand. So those are all fun things to actually do. All right. The people that I mentioned that you want to surround yourself with, there are two numbers that I know. One says, you turn out like the average of the five people you surround yourself the most with. Well, it doesn't matter if it's family, friends, or who it is, but if those five people are all negative and they nag on you and say, why do you do this and why do you do that and it's just a stupid diet and da-da-da, then you're going to turn like them, negative and not a happy person. Remember, I always say, positive mindset creates a healthy body, whereas negative mindset causes illness. So that's not the time to go there, right? We all want to be healthy. We want to move on with life and not just be always stuck at home. And I personally have nothing to complain about because I get to work from home. I get to talk to my clients from home. I get to do a Zoom call with them so I can see them. I get to do so many fun things. It's unbelievable. So I just really want to encourage you to do what's best for you. Put yourself in the top priority, because how can you give to others and set a good example and lead by example when you don't take care of yourself? So that is important. When you know what people are bringing and there's nothing that you like or that is healthy for you at that time, bring something that is healthy for you so you can eat at least that. Bring a little bit more so other people can try it too. And who knows, maybe they say, hey, why are you eating so healthy? What do I need to do the same? And then you can tell them, you know, I'm working with a health coach who's helping me get healthy. She's on the journey with me to my better health. And I love life more because the only two things I lost are weight and pain. And the other things that I gained are self-confidence, joy, happiness, no pain, feeling so much better, having more energy, enjoying life more, being more visible and heard instead of always hiding in the back corner of everything. So that is very important. So, yeah, and if you want to know more about the history, just Google it. I mean, there is so much stuff there. A lot of stuff is there about this. So I also I wrote down gatherings. Choose carefully who you want to be around with. That's important because even when you are vaccinated and when you have had your flu shot, that doesn't mean you cannot transfer it to somebody else. You can be a carrier without feeling any symptoms yourself. So that's why we want to be very careful so we can actually nip this virus in the behind and start living a little bit more freely next year, hopefully. I don't know for a fact. I'm not making any promises, but I definitely would love to fly to Switzerland to go visit. My mom is going to turn 92, and I cannot go as long as masks are mandatory because I start having a nasty asthma attack. So for me, it's more important to do things that serve all of us, that make us happy, that allow us to be together, to see each other, to talk to one another. And even if we have to do a Thanksgiving feast with everybody over a Zoom call, you can even put the computer on the big screen TV so everybody can see it, and then you can go around the room and share what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, et cetera. So you can, you know, you can make it an arranged, fun visit where you can actually help each other out and have fun and be safe. And next year, hopefully, we can get together more closely and have more fun again. So I just want to share a couple of things I am grateful, I'm thankful for, and maybe a couple of poems just to give you the ideas. All right, so there is one here. I am thankful for the taxes I pay because it means that I am employed. The clothes that fit a little too snug because it means I have enough to eat. My shadow who watches me work because it means I'm out in the sunshine. A lawn that has been mowed, windows that have been washed, and gutters that need fixing because it means that I have a home. The spots that I find on the far end of the parking lot because it means that I'm capable of walking. All the complaining I hear about the government because it means we have freedom of speech. The lady behind me in church who sings off key because it means that I can hear. The huge pile of laundry and ironing because it means that my loved ones are nearby. The alarm that goes off in the early morning hours because that means I am alive. Or another one. It's similar, but not quite the same. Oh, wait. Oh, these two are the same. Okay, got it. So there's another one by Nancy J. Carmody. I am thankful for the mess to clean up after a party because it means I have been surrounded by friends. The taxes I pay because it means I'm employed. The clothes that fit little too snug because I mean I have enough to eat. That's actually the one similar to the one I just read. Yeah. So they're all three actually pretty much the same with just a few minor things and a print easier to read than another. Also, I did Google Thanksgiving poems, and there are so many. For example, there is one here by Lydia Maria Child, Thanksgiving Day. Over the river and through the wood, trot fast, my dapple gray, spring over the ground like a hunting hound, for this is Thanksgiving Day. Over the river and through the wood and straight through the barnyard gate, we seem to go extremely slow. It is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the wood, now grandmother's cap I spy. Hooray for the fun. Is the pudding done? Hooray for the pumpkin pie. Okay, I'm going to check one more. Oh, okay, here's another fun one by Eliza Cook. A song for Merry Harvest. Bring forth the harp and let us sweep its fullest, loudest string. The bee below, the bird above, are teaching us to sing. A song for Merry Harvest and the one who will not bear. His grateful part partakes a boon he ill deserves to share. The grasshopper is pouring for this quick and trembling notes, the laughter of the gleaner child, the heart's own music floats. Up, up, I say, around the delay, from every voice that lives, should welcome Merry Harvest and bless the God that gives. Is the pudding done? Hooray for the pumpkin pie. Oh, the Harvest Moon. I just watched a movie about the Harvest Moon. It's so much fun. It's by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. It is the Harvest Moon on gilded vanes and roofs and of villages and woodland crests and their aerial neighborhoods of nests deserted on the curtain window panes of rooms where children sleep on country lanes and harvest fields. Its mystic splendor rests. Gone are the birds that were our summer guests. With the last sheaves returned to laboring wains, all things are symbols. The extreme external shows of nature have their image in the mind, as flowers and fruits and falling of the leaves, the songbirds leave us at the summer's close. Only the empty nests are left behind, and piping hot the quail among the sheaves. Interesting. There's a whole bunch of them. There's 20 of them. Okay, I think this is the last one that I'm going to read, and then I'm going to close out. Thanksgiving by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. We ought to make the moment's notes of happy, glad Thanksgiving, hours and days and a silent phrase of music we are living. And so the theme should swell and grow as weeks and months pass o'er us and rise sublime at this good time, a grand Thanksgiving chorus. So yeah, if you want to check that, just best Thanksgiving poems. It says 20 best Thanksgiving poems. So you can go and read all those. There's a whole bunch of them. Now, as a recap, we talked mostly about Thanksgiving. There are a few other holidays between now and 45 days, January 1st, which are Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's, company events, family gatherings. And it is up to us to make the decision on how we can be the happiest and the healthiest and start 2022 in better health than we're going to end 2021. I want to say, you know, always be prepared. When you have a gathering, outdoors or indoors, make sure you have some flashlights handy. Always disinfectant, water, soap, paper towels, masks, or cover face. Whatever you have, like a shield or something, you know. Prepare for a fun day. Make sure that you're prepared to have fun. You don't want to say all the time, no, don't. That's going to be the most boring event ever. You want to say, yes, do, yes, here, yes, there. Let's have some fun everywhere. And that makes it even much better. So I do have, as always, a couple of gifts. The first one is I'm going to help you reset your health goal strategies with a session, and it's free. Or I can send you my weekly healthy email newsletter. What you need to do in order to get one or the other is send me an email to coachdenisc@ctdigest.net. Put in the subject line in capital letters BTR for Block Talk Radio. And then what you want, like if you want the reset session or if you want the newsletter, if you want to be on the show, if you have something to share, if you have questions, put that behind it. The BTR in caps is of utmost importance so I can fish out the emails from the spam folder because all first emails go into the spam. So I want to make sure that you know that. Then on Black Friday, that's going to be tomorrow in a week, I will have a special going on. So check on my Facebook page, Denise Thompson, Thomson, and you can see a before and after picture. The before in a purplish sweat pullover, and I'm pretty darn heavy, and the other one in a black long dress where I'm feeling really good, happy, healthy, and energized. So pay attention to what I'm going to be posting over the next few days. And I just would love to help you out, journey with you and share with you. So, yes, definitely get in touch with me so we can talk and figure out how we can assist one another and make this world a happier and healthier place than it is right now. And we can actually do it. We can be in charge of it. It's all a matter of choice and making decisions that serve us and that are best for us. So I'm asking you for your help. I'm asking you to help me out. If you know of anybody who chooses or has to get healthy now, why don't you have them connect with me so I can help them out? I would love to. I'd be honored to. And I take it seriously. So let's go from there. I wish everybody a most wonderful Thanksgiving. Please send me a note back and let me know what you did and what you did differently and what worked better this year than the years before, how you were conscious about the whole situation and what's happening. So, yes. Yes, I can't wait to read from you, hear what's been going on, what you have done, and I look forward to getting your email soon. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving and talk to you on December 2nd again. All the best.